and is not intended to suggest any sense of conscious purpose. Even so, it is a tricky business to say exactly what one is doing when one answers such a question. Fortunately, it is not really necessary. Scientific explanation is a mode of behavior that gives us pleasure, like love or art. The best way to understand the nature of scientific explanation is to experience the peculiar zing that you get when someone, preferably yourself, has succeeded in actually explaining something. I do not mean that scientific explanation can be pursued without any constraints, any more than can love or art. In all three cases, there is a standard of truth that needs to be respected, though, of course, truth takes different meanings in science or love or art. I also do not mean to say that it is not of any interest to try to formulate some general description of how science is done, only that this is not really necessary in the work of science any more than it is in love or art. As I have been describing it, scientific explanation clearly has more to do with the deduction of one truth from another. But there is more to explanation than deduction, and also less. Merely deducing one statement from another does not necessarily constitute an explanation, as we see clearly in those cases where either statement can be deduced from the other. Einstein inferred the existence of photons in 1905 from the successful theory of heat radiation that had been proposed 5 years earlier by Max Planck. 19 years later, Satyendra Nath Bose showed that Planck's theory could be deduced from Einstein's theory of photons. Explanation, like deduction, carries a unique sense of direction. We have an overwhelming sense that the photon theory of light is more fundamental than any statement about heat radiation, and is therefore the explanation of the properties of heat radiation. And in the same way, although Newton derived his famous laws of motion in part from the earlier laws of Kepler, that described the motion of planets in the solar system, we say that Newton's laws explain Kepler's, not the other way round. Talk of more fundamental truths make philosophers nervous. We can say that the more fundamental truths are those that are in some sense more comprehensive, but about this, too, it is difficult to be precise. But scientists would be in a bad way if they had to limit themselves to notions that had been satisfactorily formulated by philosophers. No working physicist doubts that Newton's laws are more fundamental than Kepler's, or that Einstein's theory of photons is more fundamental than Planck's theory of heat radiation. A scientific explanation can also be something less than a deduction, for we may say that a fact is explained by some principle, even though we cannot deduce it from that principle. Using the rules of quantum mechanics, we can deduce various properties of the simpler atoms and molecules, and even estimate the energy levels of complicated molecules, like the calcium carbonate molecules in chalk.